We don't feel hate, we just feel sorry, and we were feeling Jindrik today inside the Rotterdam Ahoy for his first rehearsal for Germany at Eurovision 2021. Shall we talk about it?
Let's do this.
You know what, Suzanne? This was all about good vibes and feel-good energy. There are two moments in this that I really, really like. The first is the tap dance sequence, when at the bridge, they just form like a, what do you call it? A chevron, like an arrow, basically. The top of an arrow, Jindrik's at the front, and they tap dance in unison. It's very, very well done. His energy, his effervescence. The other moment is when, at the very end, you have that dun, 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 and they do the crazy dancing from the Schlager show. His energy, those moments are very infectious. Oh, and a third moment, when they have a battle where Jindrik and his girls are fighting the thumb, and as the thumb moves, the wall moves in her color, kind of, and so it's this constant visual effect of tug and pull, tug and pull.
So you felt like the costume is a thumb.
It's the middle finger, sorry. Okay. Middle finger.
Like the peace sign, but the head makes the middle finger. It's cutely done.
Yeah, the lyrics are, you can wiggle your middle finger, so she must be the middle finger.
Right.
Yeah, so those are the positives. Let's start with the positives. What did you like?
So it's bright, shiny, happy, and I've said that before about Lithuania, but it opens up and it's as though there are these like newspaper bubbles in the background, black and white newspaper bubbles, and then enters this burst of color, and that burst of color is Jindrik.
Yes.
In his purplish blue pants, his magenta colored short sleeve jacket with the black piping, he's wearing a black shirt, he's wearing a black necklace, and he's just so happy. You guys know, like, I'm picture paint splashes, right? Like pretty paint splashes. And at one point there are paint splashes all over the screen. Pink, yellow, red, blue, orange, green. And those are just so fun too because they're so happy. All of the dancing, all of the sing-songiness. It's just so much fun. What did I draw for Jindrik? Let's see here. Yep. I don't think I'm going to share my drawing of Jindrik, although, see, I did include...
You need to go a little bit closer, my love.
I did include Jindrik's ukulele. So right here in his hand is his pretty shiny new white ukulele. So it was just a fun, fun, fun song.
All right. That was very positive and very nice. Now let's keep it real and talk about what maybe needs improvement. I think that there are a lot of sections, particularly when the horns are playing and it's just the horn instrumental, that maybe it's a little boring. I think the camera was quite far out, and so the stage looks a little empty in those moments when the trumpet's playing. Do you know what I'm talking about? It kind of lost the energy and vigor and vibe.
As the middle finger is playing the trumpet.
Yeah, when it's wow, 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 wow.
Yes, I didn't really see any negatives. It's just so positive.
Are we in Amsterdam or Rotterdam? What have you been doing in your free time? Now listen, do you think this is coming left-hand side or right-hand side? And do you have any constructive criticism? Or do you think that's the winner of the Eurovision Song Contest 2021?
No, I still think that Bulgaria is winning Eurovision 2021. I only saw one run through. I was grabbed in the midst of the second run through to come out and talk about it.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to have to see it again before I can provide any additional feedback. Ducky Doo loved it.
Did you have any constructive criticism? All right, Vielen Dank.
No, I don't think I have any constructive... I have no criticism at this point.
Vielen Dank, my love.
It took me by surprise because I really was expecting, like, a laundromat.
Yeah, yeah. Sinan, honey. And Sinan, you live in Germany, so I know this means a lot to you. What did you think?
I think it was quite entertaining.
Do you recommend
I mean,
frame, my love?
And, yeah, I think it was quite entertaining and... normally I don't like the song that much.
Mm.
That's why the staging for me was really important.
Yeah, definitely.
It was really good. I liked the part where they were kind of fighting and the graphics on the backdrop were really cool. Like they were going like this and then the graphics were moving together.
Yeah.
That was real cool. And of course that part,
that's
a high energy, like dance, go crazy, loco loco and everything. And he's quite, you know, charming and yeah, and entertaining. But I quite wanted to have him with a better song, but we have this one right now, and yeah, I quite liked it, even though I'm not a huge fan of the song, sadly.
It's feel good. It's very feel good. I just want the... It's interesting, because he has such extreme energy in the tap dance section and the dun, 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 that sometimes in the quieter sections, I feel like the energy dips. And I think some of that is when you go away from his face, it dips. But when you see that face and the expression... You're there. But I've noticed that in a lot of these first rehearsals, the cameras have been way too out all the time.
Yeah.
It's like the host broadcaster wants to show off the stage, maybe. And I think in the second rehearsals, the delegations are like, no, we want to show off the artist. Mm.
And it's the first rehearsal. Erste Probe. Also deshalb. So that's why they have a lot of time to fix stuff or maybe add something or remove something. But... It was quite good. It was okay, yeah.
Suzanne was very optimistic about this. Where do you think this would place if you had to make an assessment now?
Sadly, on the right side of the scoreboard.
Okay, top half or bottom half?
Bottom.
Okay.
But I think it's all right, even though if it's bottom or... I think it's all right because you are in the grand final and you are at Eurovision. Yes. So many people are going to watch you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, you know, here every singer, every country has fans. Everyone is loved. Not only hated, and not hated, but not disliked.
There's nothing to hate about this.
No.
There's really nothing to hate about this. No, he is so likable and charming.
Just I wished we had a little bit better song. So...
Yeah,
it's a personal taste, actually.
It will definitely stand out. I just want to see more of him. Do you know what I mean? Because I think the stage is swallowing a lot of people in these first rehearsals.
And maybe he will charm, you know, with his look, with that.
Yes, outfit. That outfit. Oh my god.
Ukulele. I have ukulele as well, but
I like the way it reflects in the light. Yeah. It looks really beautiful. Yes.
He needs to teach me how to play ukulele because I want to. Play Eurovision songs, but hey.
In any case, that's what we think. What do you think? Where is Jindrik going to finish in the final? What needs to be worked on? Did you enjoy that? Let us know here on WeWe Blogs.
Don't forget to subscribe to our channel because we have so many stuff. And thanks to you, we are over 100K.
Thank
oh my gosh.
Thank you so much, Wieland Dunk. And we'll see you later.
Tschüssi.